The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Now, you know what that music means. It means that it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting and take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by our friend and your friend, if and when you need him. The man's name is Joe Simon. And not just, this is not just any name. He's Ann Arbor criminal defense attorney and WTKA legal insider, Joe Simon. If you or a loved one are facing criminal charges, a police investigation, or maybe you're seeking to expunge a criminal record, Joe is the attorney you should call. You know Joe from these airways breaking down legal issues, and in the fall for the Michigan Football Breakdown, everyone knows Joe because he was born here, he was raised here, and he's practiced here for over 35 years. His office is located right across the street from the Big House. You can find Joe and see his five-star client reviews and peer-reviewed ratings at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. So, quarterback recruiting. The Michigan Wolverines picked up a quarterback commit yesterday. Young man's name, Jaden Dinigal. Jaden Dinigal came to campus yesterday and had a workout. Was impressed the coaches, and it was the second time, I want to say, in as many weeks that he impressed Michigan quarterbacks coach Matt Weiss. Young man is from Apple Valley, California. He's 6'4", 215 pounds. According to the 24/7 Sports Composite, which brings into the equation all of the rating services, so it's 24/7, it's Rivals, it's ESPN. They come up with this sort of composite score. He is a composite four-star when you bring into account all of the services. Number 266 overall, number 19 quarterback in the country. Our analysts internally at 24/7 Sports have him rated as a three-star prospect, the number 17 quarterback in the country, the number 34 prospect in California. This was a whirlwind Michigan recruitment. Right. So he came to, well, let's rewind a second. Let's back up and talk about quarterback recruiting and how the wheels have turned very, very quickly. We actually had a bonus episode. Tell you how quickly this came together. We actually had a bonus episode of the Michigan Recruiting Insider podcast ready to go on quarterback recruiting, where we went over basically much of what I'm about to go over now and mention that this young man was going to be on campus for a workout, not anticipating that this would wrap up so quickly. He jumped on it right away. I mean, it was like over like that, right? So anyway, you back up the tape and Nate Johnson. So Nate Johnson, a couple of weeks ago now, the guy who was getting the Denard comparisons, right? He comes to campus and it's like, I mean, the dude brought this out. He brought it. It was Nate Johnson. It was his mom, his stepmom, his dad, his brother. It was either his uncle or his granddad, but it was another family member and his quarterback's coach. You talk about a dude who was coming to, you know, figure something. He brought everyone on that visit. Talked to his quarterback coach about it. And I remember asking him after the visit, as part of the interview, I was like, you know, what about Utah? You know, it's closer to home. And the coach was like, oh, man, it's, you know, Michigan. They check so many boxes. He really loves it and loved the opportunity. You know, he has brothers that go to school in Oklahoma. Both brothers go to school in Oklahoma. You know, he's really feeling Michigan. And boom, like a day or two later, he commits to Utah. And people were like, why? And so, asking around some of the West Coast sources about what happened. I come to find out you know, his brother that was on the visit is a JUCO guy that is looking to go to, they're looking to maybe go to school together. And that just, that's just not an option in Michigan, right? That option is available at Utah. I don't know if that option just manifests all of a sudden, you know, if Utah sort of sensed that, hey, you know, he looks like he's slipping away. He's like, okay, you know, we'll take both. I don't know how it went down, but they would take both. Both guys are going to wind up going to Utah. So that was that, right? You know, Michigan is on Justin Martin. You remember Justin Martin, who the 6'4", 215-pound kid, we call him Mr. 247 because he is ranked 247 in the 247 rankings. 6'4", 215, and, you know, talking to his people, it was maybe the best throwing session that kid has had. He put on an absolute show at Michigan. And it was a terrific throwing session. He's the kid who you might recall me saying, you know, he looked up at J.J. McCarthy, and he's like, what school am I looking at? What school is out there that I wouldn't have to compete at? What school doesn't take a quarterback every year? So I got to compete wherever I go, right? And I remember reading into that, that's a dude who's really ultra confident. And Greg Biggins was like, yeah, you know, that he definitely has some swagger to him, but you got to remember that last year was his first year as a starter. And so the confidence under fire that comes from experience is a work in progress. But there was something deeper to that. And the deeper part was, why was he a first-year starter? So he had transferred from Sarah, where Malik Murphy is, who's big-time quarterback, right? So he's leaving that situation with Malik Murphy to go find his own situation at Inglewood, which is not Sarah. I mean, Sarah is one of the big time programs in the country, not just in California, but in the country, right? So he leaves there to go to Inglewood. And it's like, so you got to wonder, you know, when he's looking at Michigan, he's committed to Cal. He's been back out to Cal on a visit. They are really, really pumping him. Like, you're the face of this class. We want you to recruit it. You're at home. We've been on you forever. And so they're doubling down on you, on Justin Martin as a priority. And there's no J.J. McCarthy / Malik Murphy there. You got to wonder if that's something that's maybe fortifying his commitment to Cap. Then there's the kid, Connor Harrell, who is the most proven guy. So he's Nate Johnson's size, right? But he's a better passer. He's not quite the arm talent that Justin Martin is, but he runs better. So he's like a mid 4.5, 4.6 guy. This guy put on a show. He put up big stats last year down in Alabama. You know, took his team on a ride. I mean, he had a great season. He had a better season than both of those, than Nate Johnson and Justin Martin. That kid came to camp. He came to work out at Michigan. I want to say that was earlier this week. Drove, 12 hours to get here for a workout. And, you know, his people say he had a great workout. Definitely a guy. But the way that one's looking is really looking a lot like Carolina. Looking a lot like that's where he's at. They've been on him longer, stronger relationship. I know Northwestern, they've been hovering. I know Northwestern got a little worried when Michigan started rising to the fore. But it might just be too little too late for Connor Harrell. So this is where the value of satellite camps comes in, getting to Jaden Dinnegan. So Matt Weiss is cool with Jaden Dinnegan's quarterback coach. They're boys. And so Matt Weiss was going to be out at the Redland satellite camp a week ago. So at that point, his quarterback coach, Danny Hernandez, tells his guy, Jaden Dinegal, you need to come out to this camp at the Redlands. Because Michigan's going to be there. My guy, Matt Weiss, is going to be there. You need to throw in front of him. So he goes out to that camp. The Redlands throws in front of Matt Weiss. Is impressive enough for him to say, okay, why don't you come to Ann Arbor and have a workout? Throw in front of the staff. Comes to Ann Arbor, 8 a.m., gets out there on the field, has a really good session, according to Greg Biggins, who talked to the kid and to Danny Hernandez. He gets that offer. He jumps on it right away. And this is a kid who, if you look at his recruiting profile, I know I saw some, you know, you see a lot of different things, a lot of different people saying different things. This is the deal as far as his recruitment, so we can get to a break and stay on clock. He was recently offered by Utah State. When I talked to Greg Biggins about it yesterday, he said, man, he was hearing UCLA was very close. They were actually disappointed that he committed to Michigan. He was a guy that had a bunch of early offers as like during his freshman and sophomore year. So Auburn, Georgia, Oregon State, Arkansas. But as time went on, those schools, they got guys. They got guys and basically parted ways. Now he was looking again. I know he threw at Michigan State. I don't know that sounds like that didn't really progress, but he was making the rounds to round out his profile after a lot of the schools that were on him early weren't on him anymore. And so here he is rebuilding his recruiting profile and right place, right time with Michigan. As they saw him twice in a couple of weeks, and you hear me say all the time, the in-person evals are the ones that you feel the best about. And they got a chance to see this dude twice. It was looking pretty sketchy with the known quarterback targets up to this point. Like I said, it's looking like Justin Martin. It wasn't looking like a slam dunk. At the very least, it was going to be a long haul thing. Nate Johnson, that's not happening. He's going to school with his brother. Connor Harrell, could you run the race even if he commits to North Carolina and try to get him on campus at some point later? Because there was some talk that Connor Harrell might come back. Try to come back this weekend for an official, but he has a 7-on-7 this weekend that won't allow him to do that. And his team is like the real, he has a real team. And it's not just some random high school. They're like good. And his coach is like, nah, man, you aren't missing the 7-on-7. No. So point being, you know, getting out the satellite camp and widening the net served a good purpose here to get Michigan on its quarterback in this class. Jaden Dinegal, again, composite 4-star, 24/7, 3-star, 6'4", 6'5", 215. One of the things that Greg Biggins said, a bigger body guy who's gotten in better shape, too, is moving around better, is one of the things that Greg Biggins said, too. So, Jaden Dinegal. That will do it for the recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, you can always go to WTK.com, pull it down on the podcast. It's always uploaded before the end of the show. When we come back on the other side, it'll be time for the top dog of the week here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.